Stop 11. St. Ewaldi Kirche, Friedrich Ebert Street. At first glance, Duisburg-Lahr looks like an abandoned village on the Lower Rhine, a circular entity surrounded by dikes, elevated railroad tracks, power plants, and expressways. If you want to see the Rhine, you have to climb up the dike. However, below the surface of the mostly closed shops, civic associations, rock bands, Lebanese neighbors, or long-established butchers influenced their future. Wiebke Clausen works in the citizen's office in Lahr and has been active in various local neighborhoods in the Ruhr area over the past decades. She describes the present challenges.
Also wenn man sich das Ruhrgebiet insgesamt anguckt, dann ist das natürlich mega.
If you look at the Ruhr region as a whole, it's of course very hard to imagine the structural disruptions that have always taken place there. Steel mills were built from tiny village structures and farms, like in Marxloh. Note, she means that steel mills sprung up around 1870 where there used to be farms. You need workers for this, and then a few decades these farms become a huge industrial city. 100 years later, these jobs and the industrial sites are cleared away again. These are huge demands that are placed on a community. This wish, this desire, we want it to be like it was, this doesn't disregard the fact that back then it wasn't only beautiful. But that's how we are all programmed, that memory paints a rosier picture. But that's a reaction to the fact that our own world is changing, slipping away, and familiar things are suddenly no longer there. That's scary as hell. It may even take a future generation to get there, away from this defensive attitude. We want it to be like it was. And above all, to be able to embrace the new things that have emerged, to build on them. To be able to seize the potential, even if it's strange and unfamiliar, and make something new. That's what it's all about. And to help shape the world. It always starts small, right now, right in front of you. Take a step.
Perspektivwechsel, was man ja in einer sich gewandelten Lebenswelt in einer neuen Situation Neues tun und schaffen kann.
Many thanks, Frau Clausen. And our journey to the next stop continues now.